Hallelujah. Good morning to all of you, wherever you are connected this day, in the mighty name of Jesus. I am glad to be here this morning to praise our mighty God. I pray that you are blessed and the Lord has kept you in his perfect will and his perfect peace in the name of Jesus. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you, we bless you, we honor you for this day that you have granted unto us, oh Father, to appear in your presence, oh God. We don't want to take anything for granted, but because it is by your mercy that we have seen a new day, and praise and glory belong to you, mighty Father. We give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the power for blessing us this morning in the name of Jesus. May your name be praised, our Lord, our rock, and our salvation. We worship you, the darling of heaven. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, today I didn't want to miss this session again. I wanted us to continue in the mighty name of Jesus, because I know somebody's strength is being built. Somebody is being blessed. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And you don't want to miss what the Lord is doing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So this morning, I want us to continue with our session. Wherever you are, wherever you are connected this morning, I want us to continue with the book of Proverbs. So if you are there, let's go to the book of Proverbs chapter 19. The book of Proverbs chapter 19, and the Lord is going to help us. So today is, we are covering verse, we will start from verse 15. We will start from verse 15 in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Slothfulness cast into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. Praise be to God. Slothfulness cast into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. Praise be to God. And this is a warning to us as children of God, not to be idle. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The scripture encourages that whatever you are and find to do, do it with all your might. Do it with all your might. Whether you are sweeping, whether your work requires sweeping, whether your work requires cleaning, whether your work requires cooking, do it with all your might. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Always find something that your hand can do. Praise be to God. Don't be slothful. Don't be lazy that you are just waiting at the end of the month to start asking people for money. The people you are asking for money probably have been working the whole month. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So don't be lazy. Hallelujah. And sometimes I always tell people that what people give you is not enough. Praise be to God. You yourself, you have to find work. You have to find something that you can do to take care of your family, to take care of your relatives, to take care of your children. Praise be to God. Don't always wait for people to work for you and all you do is eat. When people are digging in the farm, you are not there, you are idling around. That is not the way of life. Praise be to God. Slothfulness cast into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. When you are not working and you are waiting for an harvest, you will suffer hunger. Praise be to God. And this goes even with our life. Praise be to God. Life is in season. Hallelujah. And I always remind our young generation that your youthful life is a season of investment. Praise be to God. What you invest now during your youthful life will determine how you will live your life as you get older. Praise be to God. There are people that they are getting older only to realize they did nothing with their life. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Don't get old only to realize that you didn't do nothing. You didn't accomplish nothing. You didn't invest nothing. You didn't save nothing. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. So if God give you give you that hope to be a young person. Please maximize your time well. Use your time well so that you don't regret later on in life. Whoever keeps the commandment keeps his life. He who despises his ways will die. Praise be to Jesus. The Bible says that whoever keeps the commandment, praise be to God, keeps his life. Hallelujah. So obeying the word of God is keeping your life. May nobody deceive you. There is no harm in keeping the word of God. There is no harm in following the word of God. There is life in keeping the commandment of God. For those that are joining online, God bless you. Let us know where you are connected this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So whoever keeps the commandment keeps his life. He who despises his ways will die. In other words, we have to live with a conscience of the kind of life we live today. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Live with a conscience of eternity. Praise be to God. Live knowing that you are not going to be here forever. Hallelujah. You can be called home anytime, but are you ready? Are you ready to meet with your Maker? Are you ready to meet with Christ? Praise be to God. Do you live a life that Christ is happy about? Do you live a life that is pleasing to the Lord? Have you surrendered your life to Christ? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So live with a conscience of eternity. Every day of your life, don't despise the way you live. The way you live is very important. And a man needs to sit down and question, am I living right? Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Am I living right? The way I am living right now, will I be able to reach my 40? Will I be able to reach my 50? With the kind of friends I have around me, that we are in a gang activity, we are doing evil and all manner of things, will I be able to live long like this? Praise be to God. So live with a conscience of eternity in your life. It's very, very important to live with a conscience of eternity, so that you don't die before your time, in the name of Jesus. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. Praise be to God. Whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord. You know, the God is the father to the fatherless. He's the husband to the widow. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. So when you lend to the poor, you lend to God, and your reward will come from God. Always expect your reward to come from God. Sometimes the people you help today may never help you again. Praise be to God. But the God that sees in secret will bless you in the open. Hallelujah. You may not need even to advertise that I am the one who helps so-and-so. I'm the one who blessed so-and-so. I'm the one who did this and this and this and this and this. You may not need to do anything, any of those things. Praise be to God. But the Father who sees in secret will bless you in the open, in the name of Jesus. Discipline your son, for there is hope. Do not set your heart on putting him to death. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible said, discipline your son, for there is hope. So lack of discipline is like throwing your child to death. Praise be to God. You see, our generation today are running wild because our family foundations have been broken, and most of our children are growing without discipline. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. When you grow in discipline, you understand that there is time that you have to return home. You know, you can't be a young girl, a young man, you are returning home past 12 in the night. Praise be to God. Discipline will teach you that you need to return home on time. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Discipline will teach you how to respect and honor the elderly. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. These are the things that we were taught. Hallelujah. And it kept us going. Praise be to God. So parents, I encourage you to discipline your children on the ways of Christ. on the ways of the Lord, which is very, very important in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A man of great wrath will pay the penalty, for if you deliver him, you will only have to do it again. A man of great wrath. Hallelujah. Do you know there are people that they are full of anger? They are full of quarrel. Praise be to Jesus. You don't need to be like that. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. If you are such an individual, so receive Christ and allow God to break you. Allow the spirit of humility. Allow Christ to be formed in you. Hallelujah. You know, before you get saved, you may be the wrathful guy. You may be the one that everything that you want to do, you want to use force. Hallelujah. But when you get saved, hallelujah, the spirit of God will begin to break you. The Spirit of God will begin to humble you. Hallelujah. You used to get things by shouting. You realize you don't need to shout in order to talk. Hallelujah. I've met with people that even if they just want small thing, they have to shout. They have to shout for you. They have to make noise, unnecessary noise. Hallelujah. Even when there's a little argument, they want to make noise. They want to make it a big deal. You don't need to do that. Praise be to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You don't need to make a big deal out of nothing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom. Hallelujah. In the future, praise be to Jesus. Listen to advice and accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future. So, in other words, if you want to grow in whatever you want to do, you have to listen to instruction so that you may gain wisdom. Praise be to God. Sit under an instructor, sit under a tutor, sit under a teacher. Sit under an apostle, you'll end up becoming an apostle. Sit under a pastor, you'll end up becoming a pastor. Sit under a doctor, you'll end up becoming a doctor. Praise be to God. In other words, we are geared to learn from one another. Don't reach to a place where you think you know it all. God has blessed people with different gifts, with different talents. Praise be to God. All for the making and the growing of the house of God. So each gift that God gives unto us are unique, but at the end of the day, it is for the blessing of the body of Christ. So always listen to advice, especially good advice. Hallelujah. And accept instruction that you may gain wisdom in the future. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purposes of the Lord that will stand. In other words, as men, we can make as many plans as possible, but at the end of the day, it is the purposes of the Lord that will stand, that which God wants to accomplish. That's why we have to surrender our life in the will of God, because there are moments where we want to do things against the will of God. Hallelujah. And Jesus taught us that prayer, that Father, let thy will, not my will, be done. Even this day, we pray that the will of God will prevail against our will. Praise be to God. As men, we may want to do things against the will of God, but God is saying that many other plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. What is desired in a man is steadfast love. A poor man is better than a liar. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. What is desired in a man is steadfast love. And that steadfast love, you can't have it without understanding the agape love of God. Hallelujah. You see, the love of God has to come into your heart. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. In other words, no one can tell you they love you if they don't understand the love of God. If they haven't accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior of their life, that man is lying to you. Those are emotions. Those are feelings. They will pass away. Hallelujah. If a man cannot understand that agape love, the love that took Jesus to the cross, that he died for your sin, he died for you to live and not perish, and you refuse to accept that love while you are chasing the tail of that young lady telling them you love them, you don't understand love. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You play with emotions of people. You know, you play with the emotion of this lady in this month. Next month, you play with another emotion of another lady, and you pretend you are using the word love. No. Praise be to God. When you understand the agape, the steadfast love of God that never changes, when you understand that kind of love, you will stop playing with people's life. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. When you find that lady you want to marry, you will treat them with dignity. You won't defile them before you enter into the marital corridors. Praise be to Jesus, because you understand the pure, the steadfast love of God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rest satisfied. Praise be to God. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Hallelujah. And whoever has it rest satisfied. Whoever has the fear of the living God, they rest satisfied. They are complete. Hallelujah. Praise be to God of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Because when you fear God, you will not want to steal. You will not want to wrong your brother. You will not want to kill. You will not want to murder. You will not want to have anger towards people. You will not want to have unnecessary bitterness. You will live in peace with men, because you have the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. You won't steal anyone's property. Praise be to God. Because you have the fear of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And you will be satisfied. And you will not be visited by harm, because God's protection will be upon your life. Praise be to God. And that's why we need to fear God. You know, some of you fear your boss, you fear your manager, than you fear God. If your manager tells you to come to work at 8, you make it at 8. But when your pastor tells you service open at 9, you come late. Because what tells you, you fear man than you fear God. May we fear God more. God bless you, Brother Eli. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. May we fear God more than we fear man. Praise be to God, because God is the one that holds our eternity, is the one that holds the key of David, the key to life, in the name of Jesus. And we need to fear God more than we fear men, than we fear our pastors, our husband, our wife, our friends. We need to fear God more, in the name of Jesus. And the protection of God will be around us. God has promised to protect those that fear him, in the name of Jesus. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish, and he will not even bring it back to his mouth. Hallelujah. Hey, this is very interesting. The sluggard, people are lazy. Even if you give them food, they find it hard to eat. Have you ever found somebody who is lazy, lazy even in eating? You are lazy in working. You are also lazy in eating. Praise be to Jesus Christ. May that not be your portion. Don't be a sluggard. Hallelujah. Be an hardworking individual. Work. Work hard. In whatever you do, work hard, in the name of Jesus. Don't be a sluggard. You are too lazy even to eat. You put food on your hand, and taking it to your mouth is stressful. You want to spend 10 minutes just to take a swallow to your mouth. Hallelujah. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. May you not reach that kind of laziness. Be at working, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strike a scoffer and the simple will learn prudence. Reprove a man of understanding, and he will gain knowledge. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Strike a scoffer, and the simple will learn prudence. Praise be to Jesus. You see, scoffers are the gossipers. They come to destroy. Praise be to Jesus. Sometimes you have to remove that individual that brings the contradiction for peace to prevail. Praise be to God. There are moments where peace will not prevail, even in the church, because there is somebody who is negative to the core. They have not come to build, they have come to destroy. Praise be to God. And they will go around spreading all wildfire gossip with the aim of destroying the foundation of the church. Hallelujah. Such kind of a person needs to be brought to discipline under the chair of the elders in the church. Praise be to God. Or else the church will be destroyed, people's faith will be destroyed, people's heart will be broken. God bless you, Sister Jacinta. I see you there. You have tuned in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So the Lord warns us about this. Hallelujah. That we have to be very, 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 very careful. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. We have to be very careful to remove that person that is bringing unnecessary quarrels. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Then peace will prevail. Then peace will prevail. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He who does violence to his father and chases away his mother is a son who brings shame and reproach. Praise be to God. Don't do any violence to your father. Don't chase your mother away. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. And this can also apply to your spiritual parent. Hallelujah. Treat people well, especially people you had called your father, your mother, even if they were not your natural biological parents. Please treat them with honor. Treat them with respect, because God gave you that time to spend with them. Praise be to God, for a reason, because there are things that God wanted you to learn from them, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cease to hear instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. You see, when you cease to hear instruction, when you say, oh, I don't want to go to church anymore, I don't want to listen to the word of God, I don't want to listen to teaching, praise be to God. You know, as man, we are geared to ever be on the progress of learning. That's why we come to church, we come to Bible study, we do the morning devotion, because we have to increase in knowledge. We have to continually empower ourselves in knowledge. We have to grow in the will and the word of God, because the more we grow, the more we conquer. The more you know more about God, the more the devil will have less demand in your life, because you know better. The devil cannot mistreat you. The devil cannot look down upon you. The devil cannot oppress you, because you know more of God. So growing in the knowledge of God is very, very important. Don't reach at a third place where you cease to gain instruction. And the best place to gain godly and eternal instructions is in the house of God. So don't be too busy running in the world, making money to the extent you don't have time to come to church. You don't have time for Bible study. You don't have time for home cell groups. You don't have time for worship. You don't listen anymore. You don't follow anymore. You are just there pursuing money. That is very dangerous. Praise be to God. The Bible says, to hear instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. Because if you stay at an umbrella of correction and direction, you will end up being directionless. Praise be to God. How many people you have not seen them coming to church for a month, and later on, you hear they are now drinking in a bar, they are prostituting, they are doing something that is wrong, because they came out from the umbrella of direction. When you lose direction, you lose compass of life. So you have to be under instruction so that you continue on the right path. Praise be to God. When you are in a place where you are not guided, you will end up destroying yourself. Make sure you are under a place where you are accountable to men, you are accountable to people. People are praying with you, your people are standing with you. People can tell that this brother, this sister is living for the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. A worthless witness mocks at justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Condemnation is ready for scoffers and beating for the backs of fools. Condemnation is ready for scoffers. Don't be a scoffer. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Don't be a scoffer and don't be a fool. Praise be to Jesus. Hallelujah. May you gain the heart to wisdom. May from today, may you purpose to know God. May you purpose to grow in the word, grow in the will of God. Don't be a fool. You know, a fool is the one, you know nothing. You don't want to go to school. Even if you go to school, you don't want to read. You don't want to work hard. You think life is easy. Probably you think that your parents are doing well. Now you think you will inherit the inheritance of your parents. You don't care working hard. You are a fool. You have to work hard for your own wealth. You can't even depend on the wealth of your parent. Your parent worked hard to be where they are. You too, you have to work hard in the name of Jesus. Don't be lazy. Work hard in the name of Jesus. I pray that you have been blessed this morning. In the name of Jesus, we are about to pray to close for this day. In the name of Jesus, make sure you share this morning devotions so that somebody else be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in to RTD Church International Morning Devotion and Prayer. Father, we thank you. We bless you because we know that your word is eternal. We know that a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord. We know by the authority of the scriptures, our lives will never be the same. And the word that we has been spoken today, let it be established at the tablets of our heart, that it will be that compass. It will give us direction to the path of light in the name of Jesus. For your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. As thy word has gone forth, we choose not to dwell in darkness no more in the name of Jesus. We chose to walk in victory. We chose to walk in strength. We chose to walk in healing. We chose to walk in restoration. We chose to walk in open doors. We chose to walk in favor. We chose to walk in steadfast love. We chose to walk in the mercies of God. We chose to walk in discipline in the mighty name of Jesus. We choose not to be lazy in the name of Jesus. Whatever our hand shall find to do, we shall do it with all our might. May you give us the grace not to be lazy, the grace to be hardworking, the grace to do things with our hand, oh God. For your word says that you shall bless the work of our hands. And Father, today in the name that is above every name, I pray, bless your people, bless their business, bless the work of their hands, bless their career, bless their farms, bless their crops, bless their children, bless everything they put their hand to do in the name of Jesus, that they will become great in the land, that thy glory will be seen through them in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you for this time that you have given unto us, oh Father. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Let's say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy honor forever and ever. Amen.